welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with another one. And I am excited today, as always. But today is National Podcast Day. And if you are keeping up with the time, and if I actually put this out today, then be proud of me. If not, then you know that I am late on it. But speaking of being late, I did not put out a few episodes. So I was like, you know what? In honor of International Podcast Day and in honor of my fans who I feel so bad because I did not release the last two episodes, I'm going to release all those episodes today. For International Podcast Day, yay! But no, I do have a ton of material, different things, a lot of Netflix, but one Hulu, I think, possibly. We shall see. But for today's episode, for this episode right now, I will be doing... and puppy cat. Okay, now this show or series rather is gonna be a very interesting one. If you liked Steven Universe, first off, this is a cartoon. It is an adult / high schooler, you know, PG-14 cartoon. So it's very much kind of similar to like regular show if you've watched that or Steven Universe. It's very much giving me Steven Universe vibes. So the show is called Bee and Puppy Cat, as I stated previously, and the main character is Bee. And she is they describe her as gluttonous. Before I even get to the plot, this series was originally... it came out, I believe, in 2013. I believe it was a web series, and it was like on YouTube, I believe. But Netflix has now brought it out, I think, in 2022. I think this is relatively new on Netflix. So, but this cartoon, this comic-ish, has been around for a while, apparently. And it's very, very intriguing. So back to the story. Main character is Bee. She is your average, described as gluttonous, but you know, she just likes to eat food like we all do. So like she's described as basically your average person. She is, they describe her as a little chubby, but I would say curvy. I think she has a great body. And she has like big poofy brown hair and her face is described, I suppose she's like plain. She's supposed to be the average person. She's supposed to be relatable. I relate to her. And the story starts out where she's working at a cat cafe with, I believe there's a family, it's a family owned cafe. And I believe she's basically a friend of the family. They don't really get too into details about the past yet, but there seems to be a lot of information, a lot of details that we don't know that like the story is still not over, obviously. So Bee works at a cat cafe. But she, like I said, she's a little gluttonous. She's average. She also is a little bit lazy. So she sleeps a lot while she's working. And so the cafe ends up catching on fire. But I believe it wasn't her fault. It was somebody else's who works at the cafe, a person named Deckard. And Deckard is the guy who does all the food at the cafe. He's very good at cooking and whatnot. And he is close with Bee. They're friends, which is why she took the fall for him like setting fire in the cafe, which led to her being fired. The guy was waiting for it, you know, who wanted to fire her because she's been sleeping, she's been lazy, you know. I'm assuming she's not a great employee. So there's that. She ends up leaving, and so the episode is basically, the whole show starts off with she's fired. She doesn't know what to do. She feels like trash. She feels like, you know, she feels like a failure. And she's like, she's like thinking, she looks at the cats from the cat cafe, you know, and she's thinking, she's like, I wish I was a cat. She's like, no, before she even finished it. She's like, I wish I had a cat that I could take care of,
Which is very interesting. After you get fired, you want to go ahead and get like an obligation that you have to take care of, which requires money. But I totally get it. I was, like I said, it's very relatable. I too have been fired at one time or another, and I too have wanted a cat or something to take care of, and I too have a cat. So before I spoil it, so once she makes this wish, puppy cat comes out from this vortex in the middle of the air and comes out from some mystical weirdo magic. And also, as a backstory for this, I have no idea what year it is. I have no idea if we are even on Earth. It is very clear that like Adventure Time, even if you've seen that, or Steven Universe, like it's very different. Like, I don't know. It's not exactly our reality. There are like certain things that happen that people are like, oh, this is normal, or like, oh, yeah. But like, it's like, okay, I'm confused, but all right. It's not too confusing. You just kind of accept it into the world that, okay, this is not, I don't know where we are, but this is not Earth, or this is not our reality. So with that being said, puppy cow comes out from the middle of the atmosphere and plops there on the ground. And he is called Puppy Cat. He looks like a cat, but he smells like a puppy, apparently. And so this is where it kind of starts their adventure, because she's like, oh, yeah, like, you know, Puppy Cat's like, we need food, you know, we need things and stuff like that. She's like, yeah, that requires money. And so this is where Puppy Cat saves the day. And he has this little bell that he wears on his little collar. And every time he rings it, it transports them into the space atmosphere where they are in front of a temp agency. It's like a space temp agency where, like, it'll take you to different planets, you know, so like it'll transport you to different planets that is like asking for temps, you know, who are needing people to do some jobs, some temporary jobs. And so she's here in front of this big old computer in the middle of space. Not very, you know, I can't really explain much more than that. That's what it is. So there's a big old computer in the middle of space after Puppy Cat rings the bell and they go through this vortex, and they're in the middle of the space, and it's a temp robot. So she's looking for jobs for her. So basically this is it. So every episode, and maybe every episode, they might even go through it twice, you know, but in the episodes, like, she goes to the temp agency because there's a need for money, or, you know, there's always a need for money, quote for Puppy Cat. But, yeah, so she just goes and she does these odd different little jobs on these different planets. And I think it's so cute because, you know, they give her different outfits depending on the planet and whatnot, and how, like, the colors change depending on the planet. Like, I just find it, I thought that this was very, very, creative. I thought this was a very creative series, very creative storyline. I call it Bee and Puppy Cat, but when I look it up, I think there was, I don't know if it's called, it's either called Bee and Puppy Cat Lazy in Space, or that's what it was called before. But yeah, that's basically, you know, that sums it all up. They're all like, you know, Bee is also, she's a little lazy, like I've said, you know, she kind of tries to cut the corners once in a while, but she's still a really good person. She is also described as being super strong, and I don't want to spoil anything, but I still don't know, like, I haven't even finished the show yet because I actually really like it. I really like it, so I'm, like, rewatching some of the episodes and whatnot, so I haven't seen the last episode, but I don't want to spoil anything, but there are a lot of secrets and a lot of information that we need to find out and whatnot. Like I said, it's very much like Steven Universe. Puppy Cat's personality. Okay, here's the thing about Puppy Cat. He used to, spoiler, Puppy Cat used to be a prince. And he tells the story at the beginning of the first episode. Oh, he also doesn't speak like English. So like he speaks like these beep, beep, boop, boop, bop, bop, bop. You know, he speaks like these little electronical sounds or whatever. So the only person who can understand him is Bee. Nobody else can. He just sounds like a cute little beep, beep, boop, boop cat. So what was I saying? I totally forgot. But anyway, oh, Puppy Cat used to be like a prince. He used to be a space outlaw. And he ends up, and in the story, he says that, like, he fell in love with this space princess, but it was a trap. And they end up cursing him and turning him into a monster, which I believe the monster is supposed to be his current form, which is the cute little cat puppy thing. And, like, you know, I do feel bad for him. Like, as a human myself, I would be calling myself a monster, you know, if I wasn't in the form that I knew that I was supposed to be in. But just, you know, ring little bells out there. But yeah, he's still cute. He's cute. He's puppy cat, you know. He's still, him and B end up developing a relationship. So like I say, I mentioned that he used to be a space outlaw. He was a human, which means he is not a cute little, he's a little stank. He has pride. But it's all really cute though. It's all like adorable because, you know, he could tell that he really wants to like prove. It's also kind of sad because it's like he wants to prove and show, like, he's always showing that he's a human. He's a person, you know, and he's always going, like, not above and beyond, but he's like, you know, trying to, you know, be there for B, you know. He's just, yeah, it's very intriguing. Let's see what else. Okay, any other characters? And there are other different characters, like I say, so that make the story. So it's not necessarily just the temp agency that like make the story. Like there's a lot of, like, for instance, there's an episode where they haven't even, I totally forgot that the whole temp agency existed because I was so intrigued by the story of the characters. So there are other interesting characters. There's a little boy who is her landlord basically, and he takes like her money cause he's her landlord. But, he's a little boy who's doing it because his mom is sick. His mom is basically asleep. They don't mention the word coma, I don't believe, but she is asleep she's been asleep for a long time, and she keeps crying these big blobs of bubbles, colorful bubbles. Like, they call them tears, but they're big blobs of water bubbles that have things inside of them. And every time it touches a plant, the plant has eyes or lips or turns into something. Might be something strange, might be something beautiful. It just, you never know. But that's a whole mystery in itself because, like, you know, his name is Cardamon, the landlord, little boy. And, like, you know, there's one of the episodes, it's like, because, you know, we think, I mean, when you look at it first, it's like this little boy is the landlord and his mom is sick. That's really sad. Like, wish someone would help him. There's an episode where he's like, I don't know. Like, why is everybody asking me? I'm just a child. Doesn't anybody think this is strange? This isn't normal. And I'm like, I feel so bad for him because it's like, no, it's not, this is strange. Like, you shouldn't be taking care of all of this. This shouldn't be a job for you. You should be going to school. Like, you know, he does go to school, but, you know, it's like, yeah, he even brings that up. So I'm not even really too sure about that whole thing. Like, there's still so much to the story that needs to be uncovered that I believe that I want to be uncovered. And I really hope that they come out with another episode. Since this came out, I believe it came out in 2022, even though this was like this originally came out in 2013, but it was like released on Netflix like this year, I believe. I am hoping because of that we will be able to have another like season coming up next year, you know, the end of this year, maybe. I know that's asking too much because it's already basically the end of this year. But anyway, yeah, it's being Puppy Cat. I really, like I said, you know, I always like to talk about the atmosphere and the outfits and the music. Oh, let's talk about a soundtrack. It's a really good soundtrack. The music is actually really good. Like, it's not like, you know, like modern day, you know, popular music today. It's like Steven Universe music or like, you know, Adventure Time music. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I mention these things, it's basically like, you know, just music that they created in the show. Very electronic, very, you know, very good. It's a different kind of vibe, a different kind of bop, but it really sets the atmosphere. It really like plays well into the story. And it's actually really good. I was like, ooh, I kind of want to add this to my playlist. So there is that. The outfits, like I mentioned before, really bring out the atmosphere in every episode, even because it brings out the atmosphere of the planet itself, you know? So it's very intriguing. I actually very much enjoy being Puppy Cat. If you could not tell because I have not watched the last episode yet, I actually am very much enjoying it. It's a very feel-good show. Like I said, it is adult because, like, they do curse once in a while, but they never say, like, the F word, you know. If they do say the F word, they'll bleep it out, you know. So, yeah, like, give it a shot if you want to, if you like cartoons. And I'm always one to say, give a cartoon a shot if you don't like cartoons, because there's always going to be one for you. But in any case, if you are into cartoons, if you're into adult animation, definitely check this out. It's a very feel good. If you want to feel good, if you want to get into a different world, like I said, it's relatable. It gets you into it because she just got fired. She's a regular person who's trying to figure herself out. She's lost. She's like, they don't even mention her age, but they talk about her being a young old lady, so like she's old but she looks young, so I'm like, we don't know how old she is, which is perfect for anybody who's watching it who's an adult and they don't really want their age to be implied. But anyway, yeah, give it a shot. I hope this helps, and till next time. Thank you so much for listening. Please keep your eyes and ears open for the next episodes coming up. And like I said, happy podcast day, International Podcast Day. And because of that, you know you're going to want to follow me on the social medias. And I know this is so random for me because I never bring up social media, but I am going to be better. I'm going to be better for the Gen Z millennial that I am. I am going to be better at this. So, follow me on Instagram. I know I have something up posted. Follow me at Why Are We Even Together on Instagram. I believe I'm going to be putting up a Twitter today as well in honor of International Podcast Day. But, you know, don't hold me to that one because that might be a little anxious for me. But in any case, I hope you enjoyed it. But why are we even together? Because it's an amazing podcast on International Podcast Day. Bye. Oh, and I would give this show an 8.5 out of 10, streaming currently on Netflix. Okay, bye.